Okay, today's daf is Psachim Yerushalmi daf Peivav, the last daf here of Maseches Psachim, as we get to the final stage of this amazing Masechta. There have been so many topics. If you look back and remember, we had a couple of weeks on Chametz and Matzah, and we had a couple of weeks on Shas, because it was Perek Makom Shenagu, all different types of Minhagim, and the like. We had a lot to say about Karban Pesach, four prakims worth. We had a lot to say about Pesach Sheni. And then we've had, not as much as the Bavli, but we've had something to say about the Seder and Mitzvah Halayla. We'll see what we could say tonight, some of the elements that come up. So says the Mishnah, Yashnu Miksasan Yochlu, the Peihei Mabez. This could come up. What happened in the Seder? Everybody goes to the couch. And all of a sudden everybody falls asleep, or some people fall asleep. What's the halacha? So Yashnu Miksasan, if some of them fall asleep, so then Yochlu, so then they come back to the table, so then they could keep eating. When the ones that fell asleep wake up, they could keep eating, because there's no problem. What's the potential problem? We'll see. Kulam lo Yochlu. If all of them fell asleep, then Yochlu, then we say they cannot keep eating. If everybody fell asleep and then they woke up, they cannot keep eating for one of two reasons, as we'll see. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisnamnu Yochlu, Nirdumu Lo Yochlu. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if they only Nisnamnu, they dozed. They didn't fall asleep. The Gemara elsewhere talks about what's the definition of Nisnamnu. You're not totally out. Maybe you could give some answers to some questions, but not fully. So then Yochlu, so then that's they could keep eating. Nirdumu, but if it's a real Tardema, right, the a real sleep, so then lo yochlu, they can't. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim whether Rabbi Yossi is going on the Reisha or the Seifa of the Tanakama. Is Rabbi Yossi being machmir or mekel? Meaning yashnu, if some of them fell asleep, yochlu, they could keep eating. So maybe Rabbi Yossi is being machmir. That's only if they only dozed, they didn't really sleep. But if they fell asleep, then no matter what, even if only some of them if some of them fell asleep, that would not be allowed. Or Rabbi Yossi is being mekel. Even if kulam lo yochlu, even on the seifa, if all of them lo yochlu, that's only if nirdemu. But if nisnamnu, even if it was all of them, then they would be able to they'll be able to keep eating. So that's a different deus in the mefarshim. If you look in the Karban Eida, nisnamnu yochlu areisha kai. It's going on the Reisha. It's going on the first part, where the Tanakhama says, if some of them fell asleep, they could keep eating. That's only if they only dozed. But if they mamish were adafka nisnamnu, shalo nishtaku b'shena. It wasn't so deep. Aval nirdemu miksasen lo yochlu elu, shenirdemu l'kishi uro mishenasam. Okay, so that's one line. Then we have, and sleep is an interesting sugya in terms of mitzvahs when one is asleep. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that discusses sleep, giving a karbon on behalf of somebody who's sleeping. Right? Is that a problem? Lachor or not? Right? Somebody's on the other side of the world. They made a shliach to give a karbon. What about counting somebody who's sleeping for a minyan? If they're semi-out. Right? So the Beis Yosef has a very interesting discussion of the earlier poskim that discuss whether, somebody is sleeping is any worse than somebody who's Yoshe Batel, right? Somebody is, they're not answering, they're semi-answering, but the Gemara in the Sanhedrin, that the Stechemet discusses if somebody could fulfill the mitzvah Puravu when they're sleeping. How does that happen? They talk about Rabbi Yaakov Emden as a tshuva about when is mitzvah Puravu? Is it when one is with their wife, or when is it later? So, but the interesting, the Gemara discusses the case of on Mem Zayinim and Aleph, it's on Hedron and the Bavli, the relationship between a shota and a sleeping person. So the Gemara says, Ocha Rabbi Yochanan, Ocha Chelev Hifrish Karban, Vinishtate. Somebody did Navera, Ocha Chelev, he was Mafrish Karban, and then he became a shota. And Vachaz Vinishtate, and then he got his mind back. So do we say that we know, we've spoken about that a couple times in this Masechta, Dichui. Do we say that once the Karban, when he was a Shota, he was a Labardas, so the Karban didn't have a Bailim? So the Gemara says, Hol v'nitche, nitche. Right? Once it was pushed aside, it's pushed aside, Hol v'nitche, nitche. That is one line. And then there's another, Amar Ula Amar B'yochanan, another statement of Rabbi B'yochanan, Achal Chelev Hefesh Karban, V'heimir Daito. and he became a mumar. He gave everything up, right, for a couple of days. V'chazer bo, and then he was chozer b'tshuva. Right, hoven itche, same thing. So the Gemara says it about shote, and the Gemara says it about mumar. So the Gemara says, what do you need both of these statements for? So the Gemara has a line. If you only had the first, I flipped the order. If you only had the first case where he became a mumar, that's where we say that halacha is of nitche. Mishum de'iu dacha nafshe b'yadayim. He did it on purpose. So maybe that's where we would say, hoven itche nitche. Right, once it's stained, it's stained. Aval hai d'memela kadachi, but here in the case where he became a shote, so then ema kiyashen dami. Right, maybe it's just like somebody who's sleeping. It's just like somebody who's sleeping. That's not called dichui. Right, so then so too somebody who is a mumar. Somebody who also the case of shote, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. If you only say the second case, maybe because that's not in his control to come back. So maybe that's dichui, right? Because you can't choose when you become unshote. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dab Mem Zayin. So there, the Gemara at least says a sleeping person is not called dichui. Pashtus is that even if they're sleeping, they can bring the carbon on their behalf. It's not only not nidche, but one could be yotze. One could be yotze, right? That's what Tosfos says here. Ema ki yashen dami. Lav legamre ki yashen. The yashen chazi afilu b'shashu yashen. Right? A sleeping person is ra'ui even when he's sleeping. Kiddesan perakalaget, like it says in Kalaget, that if somebody is sholech hatasim yivdin esayam, makrimenos v'becheska shu kayam. V'lo chayshinen shem yashen b'shas hakrava. Ela klomar ki yashin dami dafil lo havichazi ein roilios dichui. It's not nidche. B'shem memela misarv. Hainam memela mishtefi. Okay, so sleeping is interesting. Whether you could be yotze mitzvahs or have mitzvahs done on your behalf, but again, here in the context of Korban Pesach is going to be a little different in terms of what the factors are, as we'll see. Next halacha of the Mishnah: HaPesach Acher Chatzos Mitame Yasei Adayim. Korban Pesach after Chatzos creates Tumas Yadayim. After Chatzos, the Pashup Shot of our Gemara is that this Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Machlokes Elazar ben Azariah Rabbi Akiva, when you can eat Korban Pesach until Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says until Chatzos, so Pashup Shat, that's what this Gemara seems to, the Mishnah seems to assume. What Metame Yasei Yadayim, what does that mean? A Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, becomes Nosar at Chatzos. That's the Din D'Oraisa. We already had earlier in the Masechta that there's a Din D'Rabbanan of Nosar being Metame, Midrabbanan, Es Hayadayim. No sir is really not mitame. It's not one of the Avos Atumas. Midaraisa. No sir. It's Asur. It's Asur to eat. It's Achiv Kares. But there is no, Tuma. But the Rabbanan war goes there Tuma. Mitame Es Hayadayim on No sir. There are those that say, Rav Chaim Kanievsky discusses here, this maybe is even according to Rabbi Akiva. Maybe even according to Rabbi Akiva who holds that it's not really No sir midaraisa until the morning. But remember, even he holds that there's lola harchikas adam and avera. There's this is the rabbanon to eat it after chatzos, possibly, right? Because you want to make sure that people eat it in time. So maybe that would be enough to create. Well, we'll see. It's a hesach hadas to create the tumah. But either way, the Mishnah says pesach after chatzos is metamei seyadayim, and the Mishnah adds hapigol v'hanosar metamei seyadayim. Pigol and nosar as well. All often in kachim, these all go together. Pigol nosar tamei. Right, pigol and nosar are betame esay adayim. Pigol and nosar are two different isurim. But pigol, when I think to do an avoda shalob ismando, that's also betame esay adayim, and that's also a din d'rabbanan. Pigol and nosar are not mitame midaraisa. So all of these, well, the pesach which turned into nosar, and pigol and nosar, they're all mitame esay adayim midarabbanan. The Mishnah discusses this in Yadayim. Mishnah discusses in Yadayim. In the third parak, all of the items that are metame. Again, this is a tuma de rabbanan, which is only metame the hands. Right? It's usually impossible. On a Torah level, either you're tame or you're tahar. There's not one part of your body that's tame and one part of your body that's tahar. For an item, you might have that. Right? The question is, what's considered siruf? If you have a certain stew or other type of food, it could be that one part of it's going to be tame and the other part is not going to be tame, depending if you view it as one item or another item. But a human being is one organism. And therefore, you can't have tumah just of the hands. Midarais. The Rabbanan, there is tumas yadayim. right? The hands are considered shnios, right? And that's why we wash our hands, well, before we eat bread, because that's going back to the time of the Mikdash and Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that we're gonna have to get used to. Our hands are askanios, and we don't know what we touched in the past, since we last washed our hands. That's why we always have to wash our hands, but washing your hands removes the tumma on the hands. Pashup shot. So that's what the Mishnah is described, in Yadayim in the third parak. Kalaposel Satruma, Metalmos Yadayim Lioshnios. It goes through all of the rules. And, the second half of that parak, if you remember, has the very unusual discussion in the third parak of a Yadayim, how Dvarim Shepiknusha are Metalmos Yadayim. Sifrei Kodesh, you might think that the farthest thing from Tumah is going to be a Sefer Torah. And the tefillin, but the Mishnah describes, as we know, that the Kohanim used to hide their truma and to keep it safe in the Aron Kodesh, right, in order to keep it away from everybody who's in their family. To keep it there, that's the safe. Nobody's going to touch it there. But once there's food there, then that would bring animals. And therefore, the way that Chazal made sure that the Kohanim wouldn't keep their truma there is that if truma touches the Sefer Torah, the truma becomes tameh, because the Sefer Torah is called is metameh. Sefer Torah is not going to be betame chulin, but it's going to be betame Sefer Torah and tefillin and ritzuos tefillin, says the Mishnah, betame seyadayim, and Shimon says not, and all the different deos and how much of a Sefer Torah do you need. Kolkes via kodesh betame seyadayim, and there's machlokes about certain different svarim in Tanakh, whether they're betame seyadayim. That's the big Mishnah at the end of Perek Shlishi. That's where Rabbi Akiva has the line where Rabbi Akiva says, He gets very defensive, not defensive, maybe offensive, in terms of Shir HaShirim, right? Some say Shir HaShirim is not, Kodesh. Rabbi Akiva says, Kolak Suvim Kodesh, the Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kadoshim. So that's the line in the Mishnah in Yadayim, right at the end of, Yadayim. Okay, so the Mishnah says here, Pigla Nosar Matamez Yadayim. Next, Birech Birchas HaPesach. Birech, last halachas here in the Mishnayis. If somebody makes the bracha on the Karan Pesach, right, we know that we've mentioned in the over throughout the Masechta that Karan Pesach is eaten the night of the Seder, but the halach is that it has to be eaten al hasova, has to be eaten as one becomes satiated. It has to help complete that process. So let's say you have a lot of people and not so much Karan Pesach, so you also have a Chagigas Yudalit, which is not the regular Karban Chagiga that's brought every Yantif. It's a special Karban that's brought with the Karban Pesach. We had a Mishnah earlier, you only bring it on a weekday and only Betara and only Bemuat. Right, it's not a chiv. So let's see, you're reading that together. It says the Mishnah, if you make a birchas hamitzvah on the Karban Pesach, then you do not make a birchas hamitzvah on the Karban Chagiga that you eat with it. Birchas hapesach, pater eshel zevach. Right, you don't make a separate bracha. Veshel zevach, lo pater eshel pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, but not the other way. If you make the bracha, the birchas hamitzvah on the Karban Chagiga, that does not poter the bracha, birchas hamitzvah on the, Karban Pesach. What's the bracha? The Rambam says. The Rambam says, when you eat the Pashup Shad is when you, this is talking about when you eat the Karban Pesach. So says the Rambam in Peraches Halacha Zayin, right? The Rambam here describes the Seder at the, during Bizman HaMikdash. V'yachar kach mevarech, borach adah Hashem, alokeinu melech alama, asher kadoshanu bezov zivanu al achilas hazevach. V'yochal mipsar chagigas ha-ba'asar tchila. V'umavarech, borach adah Hashem, alokeinu melech alama, asher kadoshanu bezov zivanu al achilas ha-pesach. Right, that's the Rambam has that bracha that we've never said, that we hope to say, one day soon. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says the birchas ha-pesach is poter to the zevach, but not the opposite. Rabbi Akiva Omer, neither. Lo zu potrasan zu, lo zu potera zu. No, you do not apply, ikar v'tafel for birchas ha-mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Akiva seems to say. And that's, by the way, what we paskin. Rabbi Akiva. There is a question that all the Achronim ask, and that is the Tzlach. What does Rabbi Yishmael say? The Birchas HaPesach is poter to the Birchas HaZevach. Wait a minute. As we just described, the whole purpose of the Karban Chagiga, the Chagigas Yudalid, is to eat before the Karban Pesach so that you're full, you're getting full, but then you eat the Karban Pesach. So what are you eating first? You're eating the Chagiga first. So what's the Mishnah talking about? That the carbon, the Birchas HaMitzvah and the carbon Pesach is going to put to the Zevach. You're eating the Chagiga first. Right? So how do you have a case where the Birchas HaMitzvah of the Pesach is going to come first? That's the question of the Noda Behuda on Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amen Aleph, the end of Psachim. He says, Afshe shenino le'alim after Yochai Bazar Chavikomim v'chulu. You can't eat anything after Karan Pesach. The ain shaychus lebirchas haPesach shetifter sachagiga. Right. So what's the Gemara talking about? So that Slach's answer, which is also a beferish ma'aram chalava, right? One of the Rishonim here on Pesachim. That Slach says, if you look closely in the Rambam, you eat the Karan Pesach twice. You eat the Karan Pesach twice at the Seder. Right, when we have the beginning, when we finally get to the eating, and we eat the matzah and the maror and the korech over there, eat some Karan Pesach too. Then you have your whole meal. Then you eat another. You save, make sure you have a room for a kizayis at the end of the seder. But you eat it twice. Eat it twice. The first time you might eat the Pesach before the chagiga. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, what I just read, the Rambam discusses. I didn't read everything. The Rambam discusses earlier. You eat the matzah and the maror and the pesach and the chagiga, and then towards the end you also eat a piece of pesach. I'll read the slach. Tadim after nachar pesach avikom and haynu achar gemara chilus kezayis ha'achar shal pesach also lito machar of klum kedei sheyishar tam matzah befif. Aval kishehizcha lechol pesach va'od yesh lefanam in a pesach yochol lechol beemsa chilas pesach koma deboy v'chin mefurish barambam. So that's the tzlach, the Behuda right here, and it's the Maram Chalava. The Maram Chalava Beferish here in Tzachim Kufyud Tesma Beis. He says, Mistavra, and he asks the same question. Yeah, the you know the Behuda, the Tzlach Lachor didn't have a Maram Chalava. But Chom Mistavra Daaf is Mancha. Based on English Kaya, my Osen Kol Seder a Pesach Achilas Matzah Umaru Pesach Kodem Seuda. By Manichin Men a Pesach Kizayis Lekol Echad VeEchad LaAchar Seuda Kadeshi A Necha LaAchar Asova. Kamo Shano Osen BeMatzah Zeicher LePesach. That's the Maram Chalava here. There are other answers. If you look in the Mara Cohen, one of the Vilna brothers, there's Rabbi Salah Mivilna and Rabbi Shlomo Mivilna, on various Masechtas. So he says, find it here. The Mara Cohen asked this question and he gives three answers. The last Mara Cohen here in Pesachim. Number one, he says, maybe it's where you made a mistake. Yesh lefarish, da'kol be'ez achilas ha'zevach ma'iri. Right, what was our question? Doesn't the Chagiga come before the Pesach? And therefore, how can you make the Birchas HaMitzvah of the Pesach that's going to cover the Chagiga? So he said, number one, Dim Tov, you messed up. You said Al Achilas Pesach on the Chagiga that you're eating first. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying, that works. Potter, the Birchas HaZevach, Vein Tzorch Lachs, Levarach, Al Achilas HaZevach, the Zevach Bechlal Pesach, Avalim Birich, Birchas HaZevach, Al HaZevach. But if you made the regular, what you were supposed to, Birchas Chagiga on the Zevach, number one. Number two, he says, maybe it's like the Arzarua. What Arzarua? Top 10 Arzaruas. Arzarua, over Lasiyasin is only Din Lechadchila. The Arzarua passes against the Rambam. We don't generally pass in this way. You can't make a bracha, we pass in after you finish the mitzvah. If I took off my tefillin already and I forgot to make a bracha on the tefillin, I can't make the bracha on the tefillin after I took off the tefillin. I can make a bracha be'emsa asiyasan if I'm still doing the mitzvah, but not afterwards. So he said, according to the Yar Zarua, and the Yar Zarua brings this as a raya. The Yar Zarua, if I did not make a bracha on the chagiga, which I ate first, and then I began to eat the Pesach, and I made the bracha on the Pesach, that's yotzei la'achar asiyasan for the chagiga. And for the Yar Zarua, that works. You don't have to make And he quotes that as a raya. The Zerua quotes that as a raya. Number two. And number three is he quotes from the Kobo. Not just from the Ram Chalar, but the Kobo also says that he ate it twice. There is a fourth, if you count that as three, he has a last answer, a fourth answer. He says, I know it's against Rashi and the Rashbam, but, I'll just suggestion. Luli Pirish Rashi Rashbam, Hayamakom Lafarish, Delo Mairi Masisan Klaal Babirchas Ha'achila, Rak Babirchas Ha'akrava. Who says we're talking about eating? Maybe we're talking about the Hakrava, the shechita and the avodas of the Pesach and the Chagiga. And who says that the Chagiga has to be done before the Pesach in that, maybe you're talking about the Hakrava, and talking about the Hakrava, so then that would be able, maybe the Hakrava is done first. The brichas and mitzvahs that you say on the Hakrava's Chagiga and the Hakrava's Pesach. That's what maybe it's being referred to, but again, it's not what Rashi and the Rashbam, say. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lama, why? What's this question on? So we'll go with the why. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, why do we say that if all of them fell asleep, they can't eat it? Going back to the first part of the Mishnah, if the whole group fell asleep, they can't eat it. Mipnei Hesiadas, is that because Hesachadas, right, which means there's a special halacha of Shmira when it comes to the current Pesach and all Kachim, and if everybody fell asleep, there was a Hesachadas, there was no focus. There was no focus, and therefore, it's puzzle. Or do you say that if everybody fell asleep and they all wake up, there's a good chance that they miss chatzos? Nobody has watches, right? So maybe that's why. If some were still awake, then you assume that the ones that were still awake would know that when chatzos is coming and they would wake up the ones that are sleeping. But if everybody fell asleep, so then, that's a problem. So which is it? So Gemara says, Haga atzmacha, sheyesham chabur acheres. One second. We said before, let's say you're in one house and you have three different groups in the house. So the Mishnah does not say that if one whole group fell asleep, that's okay, because the other group will wake you up. It doesn't say that. It says if the whole group fell asleep, you're done. You're finished. Mashma, that it's not an issue of chatzos, right? So hagat v'chash, yisham chabur acheres, halo over chatzos. So chatzos is not going to pass, because the other group will wake you up, and still it's a problem. So avi less time adah, el nevnei heisiyadas. It must be because of hesachadas, problem, that is the issue in the Mishnah. Continue. Rav Simon, Mishem Rav Shua ben Levi. So the next 10 lines we already had earlier in the Masechta on a previous Mishnah, as we will see on Daf Samachay. So says Rav Shua ben Levi, Habigal v'Nosar Mitzarfen l'tameis yadayim k'dei onshan b'kizayis. Pigal and Nosar, this tumas yadayim that we have midir abanan, how much Pigal and Nosar do you need to be mitame yadayim? So the Mishnah, the Rav Shua ben Levi says two chidushim. Number one, kizayis. Because that's the shear of eating, so that's the shear of tumah. Even though for other tumas ochlin, we might say it's kibetza, a larger shear than a kizayis to be metame, but this is a durabanan. They wanted to connect it to the isser of eating, so that's why it's kizayis. And number two, pigal and osar mitztarif. Regarding the isser of eating pigal and osar, they're not mitztarif. That's a mishnah and me'ila and a discussion. Two different shemos isser are not mitztarif, do not combine. But here, they're mitztarif. I forgot to mention before, the Bavli discusses, you know, what the reason why Chazal instituted this Tumas Durabanan for Pigal and Osar. So the Gemara says in the Bavli, on Daf Pehe, that the Pigal is because of the Chashde Kahuna. Kohanimu were really upset at somebody, so they would just have Pigal in mind. They would be Mazik the other person, but, so they wouldn't care so much about that. But they would care about becoming Tameh. So, Chashikuna, they wouldn't do it because now they know their hands are going to become Tameh and they won't be able to eat, touch their kachim. Number one. And no sorrow was because of Atzle Kahuna. Right? People, Kohanim, who were, lazy and not, didn't act with Zrizus. That's why if you know it's going to become no sorrow and become Tameh, so then maybe that will help prevent. Okay, Shem Shem and Levi, back to our line. So, Pigla and Osar, they could combine, could they laon shampik his eyes. Maoshi Yifsal Satruma. So, what the halacha is that if they touch hands, they make the hands tame. What if they touch truma actually? So Gemara says, of course that's gonna be mitame. Kavachomer im mitame and say a daim lifsolos a truma he not smal lokol shekain. What does it mean that they're mitame your hands? That your hands are called shnios. So if your hands touch truma, it's gonna make it tame. So obviously, if that the pig on the nose are actually touch truma, which is a step even before, of course it's gonna make it tame. Good. Next question: Hahein yotze mat avilei. Fine, we have in the Mishnah that Pigul and Nosar have a Tumah Durabanan. What about Yotze? What if I take a carbon outside of its environs where it's supposed to be eaten? Right? So Psul Yotze, is that, did Chazal knock on, make that Tameh also? Metameh Zedayim or Metameh Zedayim? So the Gemara says, these two questions are connected to each other. Right? The Gemara's question is, whether Truma, whether the pigal and osar is going to be metame truma directly, and if psul yotze is also metame. You have to answer yes and no to those questions. They can't both be yes, as we'll see why. If you say yotze is metame, then you have to say pickle and osar ain't and posel mazashruma. The pickle and osar are not going to be metame or posel shruma directly. Vahain yotze lo gazer olav klum, and you have to say that got to add in a line here from the Gersa of Chaim Knievsky. Right? If you say yotze is metame siyadayim, pickle and carbonata, then pickle and osar are not postal shuma. I'll read the line, in tamar pigal venosar postal as a shuma, and if you say that does postal shuma, vayin yotze lo gozer olav klum, back to the Gemara. So then you have to say that by yotze, they weren't gozer anything. So, right, so the Gemara says the two questions are linked to each other. Whether yotze is tame, mitame, and are pigal venosar mitame directly, truma. So why do you have to say that they're connected? So this is relating to what we had earlier in the Masechta. Dalkein, because if you don't say this, then remember we had back on Daf Samachay. What if you have a limb of the Karban Pesach that was Yotze, that went out? So the Mishnah there says, you cut through the meat, and you cut until the bone, and you're not allowed to break the bones. Then you go back in, and you get to the joint, and then you separate the joint. And all the meat that was outside is Tame and pasul, and everything that was inside is okay. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. The Gemara is about to say, but you're cutting through the meat, but the meat that was outside, that's yotze, was touching the other piece of the meat that was inside, and now you're saying that's kosher? But one second. If you say yotze is matame, and if you say yotze and pigla nosar touching or matame truma, which is also matame kachim, then even what went inside shouldn't be able to be eaten. So that's what the Gemara says. Yitami tzadachitzon letzadapanimi. Right? The outer side should be metame the inner side. So it must be, you have to answer no to one of those questions. If you say yotze is metame, so then you have to say, well, it's only metame something else. It's not going to be metame the other half of it itself. Or maybe not even metame anything. We'll get to that stage. Right? You have to answer no to the second question. And if you say yotze is not metame, right? So then you could say that pigle and nosar are matame, because here we're talking about yotze in the Mishnah and not pigle and nosar. So that's the Gemara. You have to answer you can't answer yes to both those questions. So the Gemara says, why? Amar Rabbi Yavin, mad isle davar tame machbas maga atzmo. Lo Rabbi Meir, we had a machlokas elsewhere in a Mishnah. Do we say that if you have one piece of meat, it's touching, so to speak, itself in what's called beis astarim? Right, inside, undercover, so to speak, it's touching. Is that called the negiyah? Only according to Rabbi Meir is called the negiyah. But maybe this Mishnah in Psachim is like the other sheet. I think it's Rabbi Yossi that would say, that's not called the negiyah. Meaning, maybe you can answer yes to both those questions. Yotze is metame, and pigla noser are metame chuma directly, but this is not called the negiyah because it's an internal negiyah. So Gemara says, no, it's not an internal negiyah. Loki namar Rabbi Yochanan, kaladvarim torim beruban. Don't we say anything that is tahar, beruban, mikiva shechitech ruban lo keparashu, v'yasa kemagabo, v'yei pasul. Even if you want, let's say you have something that is, you have a shirt that's tame. If you rip it, the majority of it, 51%, it loses its status as a shirt and it becomes tahar. And the same thing, the Gemara here says, expands, Rabbi Yochanan says, anything that's cut in the majority loses its previous status. So here, says the Gemara, you want to say this is called an internal touching? No, it's not, because the second that you cut the majority of the meat, the majority is called separated. So it's called an open touching, not an internal beis hastarim touching. Because once you cut most of it, that's what it's considered parish, and it's considered kemagia bovie puzzle. So back to the question of, if you say, again, answer yes to both those questions, to yotze and pigla noser being metame truma, then that mishnah doesn't work. The Gemara answers, one last line, Amar Rav Chananya, no, b'machate kol shu umashlech. Again, we have this ready. Maybe you didn't cut it in one big karate chop. You did it little by little. You cut a little bit and then you ripped it off. You cut a little bit and then you ripped it off. So there's never a time where there's a majority that's separated, because whatever is left is still attached. So therefore, the Gemara ends off by saying, the Mishnah earlier is talking about what's called a maga beis astarim. It's talking about an internal touch, so there's no raya to a regular case of touching. to a regular case of touching. Meaning, if you have an internal touch, then you might say that it is not metame. But if you have an external touch, right, one piece touching another piece, that's something different. That's not discussed in the Mishnah. And therefore, the questions before are not related. Okay, the next two lines we take out because we had them earlier. We go to the last line. Amar Rebbe Zaora. Amar Rebbe Zaora. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah of Machlokas Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Shmuel says, you apply Iker V'Tafel to Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the Chiddush Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Akiva says no. But what does Rebbe Shmuel say? The Birchas of Pesach is poter the Birchas HaZevach of Chagiga, not the opposite. Rebbe Zaora says, shouldn't it be the opposite? Amar Rebbe Zaora Delo. Doesn't the opposite make sense? The bracha of Pesach is a more limited language. Zevach, that word, sounds much more general. Zevach includes all karbanos. So shouldn't you say the opposite? The berachas of Pesach is not poter shel zevach. V'shel zevach, poter shel Pesach. Shel Pesach bechal zevach. Isn't Pesach included in the language of zevach? So if you say it in either direction, shouldn't you say it in the opposite direction? That zevach includes Pesach? Answer, we're not talking about a language, linguistic issue here. Amar Rav Mana, ha-Pesach Iker, va-Zevach Tfela. We're talking about Iker v'Tafel. What, b'mahut, not in terms of language. And therefore, the Karban Chagiga here, Chagigas Yadalit, is only here because of the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is the Iker, what you're eating, right? And you always have the Karban Pesach, we said before, right? Chagigas Yadalit might not even, come up some years, if it's Shabbos, or if it's Tumah, if it's, so, that's the Iker v'Tafel going on here. The Achronim, bring this as a raya. There is a big question in Iker v'Tafel. How do we look at Iker v'Tafel? Well, when we make a bracha on the Cheerios and we don't make a bracha on the milk, right? How is that viewed? Is that viewed as, well, the milk doesn't need a bracha because only Ikers need brachas and not Tafels. Is that how we view Iker v'Tafel? The bracha, you make a bracha on the Iker and the Tafel doesn't, once it's defined as a Tafel, doesn't need a bracha? Or do we say, no, the Tafel of course needs a bracha, but your Yotze with the bracha of the Iker. You might formulate it as, it's looked at as one achila, and therefore, the bracha on the ikar works for the bracha on the tafel. The tafel needs a bracha, but the bracha of the ikar works. So this is a raya for the latter approach. Because, just because a mitzvah is tafel, does that mean it doesn't get a bracha? Pashtus says, then of course it needs a bracha, it's a mitzvah. So it's a tafel mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. So l'chara needs a bracha, but you say the bracha of the ikar works for the tafel as a bracha, not that it doesn't need it. That's the simple pshat of the of this case, that this the fact that the Yerushalmi applies it, right? Unless you say that's good for the machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, right? You might say that's good. Rabbi Akiva says, you can't use the ikar v'tafel here. The ikar v'tafel doesn't work here. Is Rabbi Akiva arguing fundamentally or just on a detail? That's a question how he understands it. But either way, this is a big topic. Ikar v'tafel, hajlach perak arvei psachim, the kulala. Mesech Tzachim, Mesech Tzachim, amazing, amazing Mesech Tzachim. Next time, we pick up with Mesech Shkalim, which might be familiar with those who have done Shas Bavli before, because it's the only Rishalmi that snuck in there into the Dafyomi Bavli, but Mesech Tzachim, we'll do it from a Yerushalmi perspective, Mesech Tzachim, next time.